The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus left Gennesaret and withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Then out came a Canaanite woman from that district and started shouting, "Sir, son of David, take pity on me. My daughter is tormented by a devil." But he answered her, "Not a word." And his disciples went and pleaded with him. "Give her what she wants," they said, "because she's shouting after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman had come up and was kneeling at his feet. "Lord," she said, "help me." He replied, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the house dogs." She retorted, "Ah, yes, sir, but even house dogs can eat the scraps that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, you have great faith. Let your wish be granted." From that moment, her daughter was well again. The Gospel of the Lord. Countries like Britain and the United States of America spend millions of pounds or dollars on guards and border security to keep out illegal immigrants and to monitor refugees and asylum seekers who want an access to a better life. We see on our screens throngs of refugees in Calais, all waiting just to cross the channel if they can. Of course, other countries used to erect borders to keep the people in. We see boats, of course, crossing many seas, some of them just the Mediterranean, some wider seas. We see the heard on our news of the one from Zeebrugge yesterday with the 36 people there. So throughout the world, there are millions of refugees fleeing poverty, violence, persecution, dreaming of gaining an access to a promised land, a land of freedom and prosperity and security. Obviously, it's a political issue. I'm not going into it. But there's words there in all the scriptures. All three of our readings today mention a foreigner, someone a pagan, someone outside. It's because of the gospel that we're confronted with it. Because the woman that comes in the gospel is a foreigner, a Canaanite woman. But she wanted to be treated like the other citizens, to be, as it were, one of us, not one of them. And so it seems strange that Jesus answers her never a word. Why was he so unwilling to let her in? Because there's no doubt that Jesus' mission, it was to initially to his own people, but is he making a powerful point to his disciples for the future? Because it pushes the woman to the limit. And in a way, so doing, reminding them, the disciples, because it's they that say, "Give her what she wants, but don't want her shouting after us," that how easy it is to reject and dismiss others out of sheer prejudice. The woman herself displays great, extraordinary courage and dignity. And Jesus cures her, and as he does, he draws attention to her faith and demonstrating that he really has come for men, women, children of every race and colour in every time and every place. We belong to the universal church, the Catholic Church. We're everywhere in the world, hounded in many of the places, as we were in this country too, not all that long ago, and yet still going on. because the Lord is there for all of us. And our mission to bring others never leaves us. Now, often in the many encounters that Jesus makes with people, they're moved, but so is he. Quite interesting. Often, Jesus has this extraordinary encounter and a changing moment of an individual person, moved by that experience. And every Christian disciple is called to be and to have faith like that woman. He calls her faith great. Whereas, if you remember last Sunday's gospel, he says to Peter, "Man of little faith." And yet, when you hear next Sunday's gospel, Peter is the one who makes the great confession of faith in Christ. And yet his faith, as we know, is that wavering point. The woman has strong faith. Peter comes, says Jesus, and he begins to fail and to sink. But the woman seems unsinkable. So three qualities shine forth that are, I think, necessary greatness for faith. And that's what we could look at. Persistence, humility, humour. Persistence. Her persistence was actually remarkable. A bit like the woman in the parable Jesus told of the reluctant judge. It's interesting, justice is mentioned two or three times in the readings today. And the unjust judge didn't want to give the one right, and she, as it were, wore him down with her persistence. And one of the commentators says, is this womanly strength? Or is it something forced on women as the only way to break through the hard-headed logic of a world organized by men? Think about that. But if you think about it, it's the men, the jihadists, that are there with their guns and that. And it's the women and the children. Of course, they all suffer, but they're the ones hounded about. So she has to break through, as they do, the barriers of racial and social and religious prejudice. But so much on her heart is her daughter that nothing will halt or divert her from her cause, which is to come to Jesus and say, Lord, help me. And in a way, that brings the second quality, humility, because she's humble. And it says she knelt, she's on her knees to him. Lord, just help me. And he answers her, not a word. But haven't we all experienced that in prayer too? We come in, we pour out our hearts, and we think, is anybody listening? Is anybody there? You know, sometimes we do. We feel God's absence. We feel we're not being listened to. We feel the Lord's not there. Maybe this is all part of Jesus teaching us a bit about humility and a bit about prayer. Persistence in prayer. Persistence in faith. Humility, just simply, Lord, help me. It doesn't need a long conversation, great long prayers. He warns us about that in other places. He just needs, Lord, help me. And maybe God can use that space, as it were, seeming to be a delaying tactic, so that we haven't got our answers too quickly. Because if we have, we probably think, oh, well, it's, you know, just pray and off we go and that's it. And it might be our own merits that have got us that. No, we need time with the Lord. Lord, help me. Part of our testing. And the Lord's always testing us and throwing back to us. Just as he did to the woman, the racial insult. And she could have reacted quite differently when he spoke, because the Jewish people spoke about everybody else's dogs, and Jesus threw that back to her, referring to the dogs or pups, and she could have been touchy about her racial awareness We're very much aware today of all the different prejudices and all the different intolerances of every description that we've got to be so careful of, else we'll be hauled off to court. You know, there's certain things you can't say. Political correctness. But she just accepts it. Doesn't get all upset. Throws it back to the Lord. A bit like a crushing repartee. And that's good. Because the Lord responds to it. And says, woman, your faith is great. So, as it were, she treats with humour. She changes that sort of insult round to some humour. And that can also be an important part of actually being a Christian, being able to laugh at ourselves, God's foolishness, as it were, shown up, and we need not be too serious. If you meet people who are too serious about their faith, then you can be sure you're not dealing with genuine holiness. Because if you just wait around a bit, you'll surely see soon some ungodly anger or prejudice or inhibition of love appear, because we've got to have humour. You know, there's always that thing about we make all our plans and then God laughs at them and shows us what he's going to do or not. So, the Christian disciple, the woman, great faith, we need to imitate. Persistence, humility, humorous. Because with that, she seems unsinkable. And we, on the bark of Peter, with a strong faith, can be unsinkable too.